change. It's dangerous.
Everybody come to the Breakfast Club. I call this the hot seat.
Y'all are wild. Can I live?
You are out of control. I can't even deal with you.
Y'all are so petty. Why are y'all so petty?
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Captain of this bitch.
Angela Yee.
I stay in everybody's business, but in a good way.
Charlamagne the God.
The ruler of rubbing you the wrong way.
The Breakfast Club.
Made for everybody. Bow, 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 bow.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Friday.
Yes, it's Friday.
It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club, a.k.a. The Problematics. Good morning. How are you?
Nah, it's a Friday. No problematic. We are the positivity.
We are the Problematics.
Positivity.
Okay, if we were a 60s R&B group, we would be the Problematics.
No.
Yes, we would.
We'd be the Positives.
Nope. The Problematics.
Positives.
Embrace it, bro.
I am.
Jesus Christ. You gotta
put it out there.
You are.
No. Goodness gracious.
You could be a problem for a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
You could be a problem for the devil. Your shirt says my God versus my enemies. You
That's
know what
right.
I mean? The devil, when you're not doing what he wants you to do, then, you know, you're problematic to him. So embrace it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Sounds good.
All right, there you go. Well, yesterday I got a chance to catch up on Game of Thrones. Man, I've been missing it. Oh, my God. Game of Thrones is amazing.
Me and Charlamagne can't relate.
Oh, no. Man, you guys need to watch Game of Thrones. I don't know
it's
why you don't watch. I don't know. Well, yeah, you got to catch up, though. It's an amazing
All I know about is that
show.
Ed Sheeran was on there, and he deleted his account on Twitter because of it.
Yeah, they were killing him.
I'm not into Game of Thrones. A lot of games that's going to start coming on Sundays. The Of Thrones isn't one of them that I'll be interested in.
You going to the first game?
It's in New York, right?
No, it's in Dallas.
I don't know.
I think I'm going to go to the first game.
Well, it's yesterday, possible. I hosted this event. They are doing this thing called Plus Pool, where they're doing these, like, mobile...
It's not like a fat Uber pool.
Well, no, it's like a pool. You could put it, say, in the Hudson River. And it filters the water and everything so people could go and swim in that area of... It's like a huge pool.
In the Hudson River?
Anywhere you put it. Yeah. It filters all the water, so...
It's like a portable pool.
Yeah. But like huge, and you can put it anywhere.
So it uses the river. It uses the water from the river,
and it filters it.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust that.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest with you. If I gotta filter the water to swim in it, I think I'll just sit this one out.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust that.
Plenty of other places I can go get me some nice fresh water to go swim in.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I gotta filter my own water now.
Well, it was pretty exciting. We were outside on the pier, so it seems like a great project that they've been doing.
Did you jump in the pool?
It was raining and everything, and it's actually not ready yet. But they did a whole documentary on it.
Oh.
You know,
does it turn the water
so
to alkaline water? Does it turn the water to alkaline water?
No, but you can have that, I'm sure.
Oh, if it did that, then I might do it. But other than that, no, I'm cool. Mm.
All right. Well, Rotimi will be joining us this morning. Of course, Rotimi.
Okay, Rotimi.
From Power. He's an artist. We'll kick it with Rotimi.
I don't know why every time I hear his name, I think of some type of food. Isn't there some type
like
of food called a roti? There we go. What is a roti?
It's a Caribbean food.
Yeah.
Mm.
All right. Let's get
this.
It's like
bread with potatoes and like curry.
Gotcha.
Inside of it.
It's good. Matter of fact, I want some. What's that Jamaican spot in Jersey?
Jerk Shack?
Yeah, I got to go to Jerk Shack today.
Right.
I'm hungry.
Right, Jerk Shack, Reggae Kitchen?
I got to go to one of them today on the way home. All right, well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what we talking about?
Yes, we told you about the woman who is being charged with a texting suicide case. She encouraged her boyfriend to kill himself, and he did. We'll tell you what she was sentenced to.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's Bruno Mars. It's Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Ha. Now, do we care about preseason?
No. You know what? I don't know. Last night, I thought about tweeting out Cowboy Nation, make some noise, but I wasn't sure if that actually counted.
Yeah, well,
I did watch a lot of the game, though.
Well, Dallas beat Arizona 20-18. Dallas was actually down and came back, so I don't want to say shout to the Dallas fans because it was preseason. So
we don't need you to shout us out, man.
I wasn't going
to shout
you out.
I'm saying? Our franchise is worth $4.2 billion. You know, we've got a great chance of winning the Super Bowl this year. We don't need y'all to shout us out.
Every year.
What do we need y'all to shout us out for?
Well, you got to get past the first game of the season, which is playing the New York Giants in Dallas, which I think I'm going to go to the game.
Got to get past the first game of the season. Like, it ain't 15 more games after that.
Well, get through that one first.
Well, we lost the first one last year, and that turned out pretty well for us, buddy. Yeah, it did. We ended up 13-3.
But.
Ain't no but.
Toodles ended up 13 to the New York Giants.
Ain't no but unless you're talking about Odell Beckham. Okay, 13-3 is what we finished.
And leave his butt alone. Let's talk about Michelle Carter.
Yes, Michelle Carter, if you don't know who she is the woman who is being charged with involuntary manslaughter because of the suicide of her boyfriend. They were teenagers at the time. She was sentenced to 2.5 years with 15 months in jail, and the balance would be suspended plus a period of supervised probation. Now, if you don't know this case, Michelle Carter was on the phone with her then boyfriend. He was 18 years old, Conrad Roy III, and she encouraged him to commit suicide. He was actually struggling with mental health issues, and he had attempted to take his life before this happened 3 years ago. He had been diagnosed with several eating disorders. He had been taking antidepressants. He was not a danger to the public. And according to the family, she preyed on his weaknesses and encouraged him to commit suicide. She was on the phone with him while he was in the car and died from carbon monoxide poisoning. She didn't call the police. She heard him not being able to breathe. He was suffocating. And she didn't even alert authorities or tell his family that he had died. So what hoping is that this will make it a crime to coerce or encourage suicide.
I would think that that'd be a crime already. That's not a crime already.
What's that?
Encouraging people to kill themselves?
Well, see, they want to make it like a state law.
But this is the thing. This is why I feel kind of funny about this. Now, what she did was absolutely positively wrong, mm-hmm. right? But now when people go on social media and they say, I'm feeling this way, I want to do it, their timeline, people do the same thing. So do you charge everybody that says, kill him, you know what I mean?
Well, case is different.
It's a sketchy line.
They have all these text messages between the two of them that they went through. She knew he was struggling from mental health issues.
She was 16 and 17, though, too.
And it was a lot going on in this particular case.
I feel like
she was on the phone with him.
I feel like
when he killed himself and didn't call the
police. No, she should have. If you charge her, you got to charge them boys that would just watch that guy drown.
I mean, they're trying to.
Like, you got to do it for everybody. But then it's also that they're young.
I don't care.
You know, they're young.
You still got to have some type of empathy. You know what I'm saying?
How are you on the phone with your boyfriend, he can't breathe, and you don't even call the cops?
And no compassion.
Tell his family.
And as far
or
as
tell him, hey, get out of the car. Don't do this.
And as far
right.
as
somebody
as
that you love.
As far as the timeline on social media, like that's like swinging that ghost, though.
Yeah, I don't
that's
know
a public
about
forum. Like, there's no way you could regulate that if you tried.
I don't know. All right. What else you want to do? Trump going on vacation?
Yeah, well, Donald Trump is going on vacation. For 17 days, he'll be playing golf.
17 days?
Yes. That's his. He'll be in Bedminster, New Jersey at his golf course. And he criticized former President Barack Obama all the time for taking vacation. All the time. He said Barack Obama played golf yesterday. Now he heads to a 10-day vacation in Martha's Vineyard. Nice work ethic. Now here he is taking a 17-day vacation.
I mean, to play white devil's advocate, he kind of needs a vacation. All right. He needs to be pretty long, too, like an extended permanent vacation.
Well, before he was
like
president,
vacate.
On the campaign
the
trail,
vacate.
He repeatedly said that he would rarely play golf and he's not going to take a lot of vacation because there's just too much to do.
My goodness. All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Or if you feel blessed, want to spread some positivity, phone lines are wide open. 800-585-1051 is the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Pick up the mother phone and dial.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy. Yeah.
Hello, who's this?
Stand down.
Yo, this is Bobby.
Hey, tell him why you're mad, bro.
Yo, I'm mad at the whole case thing, but I'm actually kind of mad at DJ Envy, too, just because of the fact that you're trying to, like, not justify, but trying to figure out, like, how another way to not punish this girl, whether she's 16, 17, it don't matter. I'm from Massachusetts, so it's like the whole, like, court system and everything out here is shaky. Like, that's crazy how she's not getting no jail time at all. And somebody lost their life. Like,
I thought she was getting 2.5 years.
Yeah, she's getting 15 months behind bars, but it's 2.5 years. The rest is suspended.
But she's at home right now, though. She's not, like,
yeah, she's appealing.
They're saying she has mental problems until she gets her mental problems fixed. She's going to jail.
Well, no, she's trying to appeal, so they're letting her stay out while she appeals.
But she's going to jail.
And then, like, personally, I had a case where they tried to give me 2.5 years for a gun that wasn't mine. I was in school, I got grades, I got jobs, everything since I was 16. They tried to send me up the way. And then for her to take, like, influence this young man and take his life and then to still be at home, that's crazy to me.
Okay.
All right.
I feel you on
Thank
that.
You
I definitely
opinion.
Think she belongs in jail.
My whole thing is if they're going to do that with that, I think you got to start chasing everybody. Because, I do feel people should be responsible for what they're doing. And if they show no compassion and no care for life, they should get convicted and have to spend some time in jail. Hello, who's this?
Slow Mo, who's good? DJ Envy, Solomon, Angela Yee.
What's up, sir?
Hey,
what's up?
Slow Mo.
What you calling for, bro?
What's going on? How y'all doing today?
Everything
I'm
is
blessed,
good.
Brother. How are you?
Hey, I'm blessed as well, sir. I get off in an hour. I got paid today. and I'm supposed to meet with a manufacturer to help me get my clothing line off the ground, you know, so things are moving smooth, you know, so it's all good.
All your bills caught up? The first was this week, you got your rent?
Look, hey, that's the thing, baby, you got to take some chances to make some things happen out here, I'm telling you.
Oh, that means that you told your landlord you'll have the rent by the 5th or 6th. Oh, today's the 5th, though.
He's going to try to flip that money. He's going to try to flip. He got to the 15th.
He's going to
try to flip
it. There you go, DJ.
Oh, okay. So you got, yeah.
You got money.
Yesterday, you were talking about flipping clothes. I know the game, DJ Envy. I know.
There you go.
So you'll pay your bills in the middle of the month. Got you.
Hey, y'all. Come on. See the God. Yo, baby.
Good luck.
I can't even afford to get your book. Send me a book so I can learn something, baby.
And sign it so you can sell it on eBay.
Yes, we do. Sign it and flip it on eBay.
That's crazy. We all in this together.
Hey, I'm rocking with you, bro.
I'm trying to help.
I know you're rent not paying, but I know you paid that past due amount on that phone bill so you can have your phone open to get them calls.
Hey, yo, it was only $50, so, you know, that's what credit call. We ain't even worry about that. That's credit.
My man.
That's what you need credit for, fellas. Get y'all credit up.
My man.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051 if you're upset, you need to vent. Or if you feel blessed, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, Envy, it's Ryan. Morning.
Ryan, what's up, man? Get it off your chest.
Yeah, Breakfast Club morning. My whole thing is about that cop that called yesterday. He was doing his job. I don't think he was wrong. Y'all were making it seem like the guy was wrong for stopping asking the man questions about the car.
Now, imagine you outside your house doing some work on your car and somebody pulls over and starts asking you a bunch of questions.
In his defense, you know, how is he supposed to know that that guy's out? He was doing his job. I don't feel as though, you know, he came reckless. He didn't yell at the guy or nothing. I don't think he was wrong.
I mean, I see both sides. I mean, I do. I'm not going to admit it. If I'm outside my house and I'm doing some work and a cop pulls over and starts asking me a bunch of questions,
you probably have an attitude.
You're going to be defensive. You're going to be like, this is my house.
That's the problem. A lot of black people, I'm black myself, the first thing they do is when a cop approaches them is they give them attitude. Oh, here we go again. Well, cops are at
Hold on, my brother. Hold on. As a black person, don't you expect discounts from other black people?
I mean, of course.
Exactly. So it's the same thing when you see a black cop. You want a little bit of special attention.
How about the cop, instead of saying, is this your car? He could have said, hey, everything good over here? You need anything? Just to kind of fill out the situation?
I guess it could be looked at both ways.
Right. I would be very offended if I was in my own car in front of my own house and somebody acted like I was doing something wrong.
In his defense, you know, but what if that wasn't his car? You know what I'm saying? What if he was in front of somebody's house and he happened to be stealing the car?
I mean, that's why I said you got to look at it from both sides. But if that was your car and that was your house, that's how you would feel. Like, why the hell are you bothering me?
Yeah, but I'm not going to give him attitude for doing his job. You know what I'm saying?
We'll see.
All right. Well, thank you, bro. Hello, who's this? Hey, honeybee, get it off your chest.
Okay, so, like, I was just scrolling through Facebook the other day, and I don't know how old this video is, but I saw a video of Charlamagne, like, really, like, tearing into Chanel West Coast, and that was beautiful because, like, it was just amazing to see somebody on their show, like, telling her to her face, and her reaction was comedy. Like, just her defense to it was hilarious.
Oh, that was last month when I was on Ridiculousness.
Yeah, that shit was... like hilarious. It was amazing. I loved it.
Well, thank you, baby. That happened by accident. like most of my problematic behavior happens on accident.
Oh boy. Be nice. All right, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Yee.
Yes.
We got rumors on the way.
Yes, we are going to talk about Chance the Rapper. Remember, he was looking for an intern? Well, we'll tell you who he hired. He's actually did a whole article about it, talking about his experience.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Master P.
It's about time.
What's going on?
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Master P has been named the president of a brand new basketball league, and that is a global mixed gender basketball, GMGB. It's co-ed basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, he wants to get people like Lisa Leslie, Paul Pierce, and he wants LaVar Ball really badly. He said, I want to see how good he really is. He also wants to get Shaq. That way they can settle their beef on the court. So he said it's about giving women a chance to play against men on a professional level.
I'm sure he was inspired by the Big Three in some way, though, right?
It sounds like Big
Absolutely.
Three a little bit. But
didn't
I
Tiny invest in a basketball league also?
Tiny who? T.I. is Tiny?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I think she did some type of mixed gender league as well.
But I think it'd be dope if both teams were mixed. I think that'd be real, real dope.
All right, well, Master P also has a documentary that is going to be released on Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday, and that is called I Had a Dream. It's going to show his career from the 90s up until the present time. So it's going to have all kinds of footage from the No Limit Soldier reunion tour. It's going to have him performing at the Essence Music Festival just this year in New Orleans.
Yeah, that what you just said makes a lot of sense, too. The teams would have to be mixed in order for it to be competitive.
They'd have to be mixed.
You can't have women against men.
Yeah, that'd be stupid. Men posting up women and dunking on them. Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
All right, Prodigy. Now, they have listed his official cause of death, and that cause of death is accidental choking. Apparently, he really did choke on an egg
while
he was in a hospital in Vegas. He was getting treatment for sickle cell anemia, which he, as we all know, have been battling for a long time, and that's why he ended up in the hospital where he did choke on an egg, and they said that choking was the reason.
Not the author of Dunn Language, man. Rest in peace to Prodigy. Drop on the clues bombs for Prodigy. Jesus Christ.
All right, Chance the Rapper. Now, we had followed when he hired his intern. Remember when he put it out there that he was looking for an intern? Everybody was trying to get that job. And the person that did get that job actually is a native of Canada. His name is Nageli Hospedales. What he did was he had experience launching YouTube channels, which everybody needs all that tech experience. And he also had his own urban culture platform in Canada. He also did an essay about when he traveled 15 hours to sneak into a Chance the Rapper concert. His whole entire thing went viral, so I can see why Chance would want to hire somebody like him. Now he did a blog. It's called Here's How It Is to Work for Your Favorite Rapper, and he talks about how life can happen as swiftly as your resume goes viral. He talks about playing basketball with the Migos and Miles Turner and playing a private volleyball game at Bonnaroo. And he said, what makes Chance such a great person is his understanding that while many of us care to sensationalize the few shreds that we may get from him, he can better use his influence to spread the type of community-boosting positivity and joy that he is so well known for.
But what is he doing as an intern right now? All he's talking about right now is recreational activities.
Well, he was
rappers.
Talking about intern perks. So that was the point of that. But
that's the perks of an internship, playing
basketball
with the Migos?
That's exciting.
How's that going to help you in the future, sir?
He's 22 years old doing things with the favorite artists that he never thought he'd.
How's that going to translate into a career playing basketball with the Migos?
Might be a role manager one day.
That can't be on your resume. You can put you know what, though? Some of these kids probably would put that on their resume.
I played basketball with the Migos.
Well, I'm sure he does a lot more than that, as he said, and he talks about how great Chance is as using his voice for the greater good. Mm-hmm. But he was just talking about some. It's one of his many blog postings.
Oh, congratulations to him. I'm just in a bad mood.
Prodigy
choked on an egg. I can't believe that. I mean, this man used to rap about some horrific street crimes, and he seems like he'd been through so much in his life, and you go out by choking on an egg.
Well, here's some good news for you. Starting today, you can actually see The Lion King at the movies. At participating AMC theaters, they are bringing that movie back for the limited run.
That's dope.
If you want to see The Lion King and you haven't seen it,
I'm gonna take my kitties.
Yeah, I guess the theater experience may be different. Somebody like you, Angela Yee, who's never seen The Lion King, you are a virgin to The Lion King.
It'd be good
for you to go to the theaters.
Let's see it in that.
Whoever Angela Yee's boyfriend is, hey, she's never seen The Lion King.
He's seen The Lion King.
Upgrade her life, bro.
He actually loves that movie.
As he should.
You can take my two kids if you want. Take them to go see The Lion King.
What if we all start crying?
I can't believe
And I
you
already
don't...
know what happened because Charlamagne gave all the spoilers.
No, because I was just shocked you don't know how Mufasa died. If you ain't never seen Mufasa die, you ain't never lived life, okay? Mm. You need to see how Mufasa died so you can understand what life is really all about.
What's
all
the main little tiger's name?
Simba. It's
a
lion. It's not a damn tiger. All right, that's why it's called the Lion King. Not the Tiger King, actually.
So is he a prince first, or?
Yes.
Let her watch
it. The heir to the throne.
Don't give it no more.
A hair?
No, oh my goodness.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report. Hakuna Matata, everybody.
There you go. Means no worries.
And
how
happy
you know
birthday.
Because it's a song.
Oh.
Happy birthday to Barack Obama. Today is Barack Obama's birthday.
Speaking of Mufasa, drop one of Clues Bombs for Barack Obama, damn it.
He is 56 years old. And also, happy birthday to Bobby Shmurda. Today is Bobby Shmurda's birthday.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Bobby Shmurda.
And also, happy birthday to Rich Dollaz.
I don't rock with bitch dollars. Nothing has changed. Don't drop nothing for bitch dollars, okay? And I don't even know why you did that.
Just want to. All right. Tell.
Never taking my foot off his neck.
Shout out.
This is his birthday.
And happy belated birthday to my boy Brooklyn Johnny. It was his birthday yesterday, so we went out for dinner.
I don't know him, but happy birthday.
All right, when we come back, we got front page news. We'll tell you about Michelle Carter. She's sentenced in texting suicide case. We'll explain it when we come back. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, do we care about preseason football?
Yes, we care about preseason football. Only reason you don't care about preseason football is because my mighty Dallas Cowboys played last night.
Okay? How'd they do?
They won.
Barely.
It's preseason.
Dallas, so we do care.
It's third and fourth screen players playing. What are you talking about?
Well, Dallas beat Arizona 2018. Now, let's talk about Michelle Carter.
Michelle Carter is the woman who is being charged with involuntary manslaughter because of the suicide of her boyfriend, who was a teenager. She was sentenced to a 2.5-year term with 15 months in jail and the balance suspended, plus a period of supervised probation. Now, what happened was she was on the phone with her boyfriend, who, by the way, had mental health issues. He was struggling from that. He had attempted to take his life before this happened. He committed suicide 3 years ago. And while she was on the phone with him, he was not able to breathe. He was in the car, and he was inhaling carbon monoxide. She did not call the police. She did not call his family. She heard his last breaths during that phone call and did not do anything. She didn't tell him to get out of the car. She just basically was on the phone with him while he killed himself. Now, he had been diagnosed with several eating disorders. He had been taking antidepressants. He was not a danger to the public. She was facing up to 20 years behind bars for this, but they did give her 2.5.
I don't see the problem.
This is a tough one. I mean,
I don't think so.
Because you got so many people on social media that if somebody says, oh, I'm going to kill myself, they do it. So it's like...
Yeah, but you can't control social media. It's a public forum. It's almost like you're swinging at ghosts. You can't regulate that. This is a one-on-one situation. They know exactly...
This was her boyfriend.
Yes, they know exactly who pushed him over the ledge, and it was her. I don't have no problem with
it. They had hundreds of text messages between them where she was telling him he should kill himself. And then she was on the phone with him and didn't even call the cops.
Yeah, she should have. Yeah. I mean, it just shows no compassion.
It's just a Twitter case.
It just feels like these kids now just don't have compassion. Like the five kids that seen another guy drown and just laughed it off and didn't tell anybody. It's like, you just don't care?
I don't think that a lot of kids recognize the finality of death. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think they understand that you're not coming back. Like, it's over. They're undone. Ain't going to be no reruns.
But why? What? But why? I don't understand.
Ain't
going to
be no reboots. And then I can do this movie over in a couple years
with a new budget.
Like, it's a wrap when you die.
Sad.
I don't think these kids realize that.
That's really sad.
Well, let's do some good news.
Okay.
A Domino's employee was delivering pizzas, and his car broke down, and guess what he did?
What?
He walked to deliver all the rest of the pizzas. So someone started a GoFundMe. This was in Flint, Michigan. And one of the customers, Ashley Schaefer, actually had him walk over to her house to make his delivery, and she started a GoFundMe because she said it might seem silly, but in a world that right now feels tumultuous and full of hate, and in a city where itself and its people are constantly put down, there was this bright light, and that was Ben, as in Benjamin Houston.
I respect that. He's going to get far in life.
Yes, that GoFundMe page has raised more than $3,000 since then.
Okay. All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, when we come back from the hit show Power, Rotimi will be joining us.
Yes, so shout out to Rotimi.
We'll kick it with Rotimi when we come back, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building from Power, Rotimi.
I just want to know why he ain't killed Kanan yet. I just want to know why you just don't kill Kanan. You know what I'm saying? You know he's a bad influence on Tariq.
Yeah.
You know if you just kill Kanan, all of this could
now
be...
Now, we're talking about Power, in case you don't watch Power. This is Dre from Power.
Yes.
All of this could be eliminated. You don't got to pay him every week. You could just off him.
That's the plan. I mean, I would do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just that the storyline, the writing is so ill that...
Rotimi was like, I'd do it.
You just continue.
He's evil. You know what I mean? It's scary because, like, you know, I think Dre's just afraid that you don't know what Kanan's going to do. And Kanan has no soul. So he's like, I don't even want that problem right now. I'm just trying to be a baby ghost.
Yeah, you got yourself in a sticky situation. I used to like Dre. I thought he was cool.
Everybody did, man.
And then now I'm like, this guy is playing both sides. He has no loyalty to anybody.
Man.
And it's all about to, like, snowball, it feels like.
You think so?
It feels like it.
Good, good. The writing is so ill, though, because Dre wants to be ghost. He wants to be the man, you know? So, and nobody's safe. And now everybody's saying, oh, wow, he's ruthless. So now that added to the mystique of the character. So now the next four episodes is going to be crazy, crazy.
Yeah, we were talking about this morning, how Courtney Kemp wanted to extend the season a couple of episodes so that you guys have been kind of cramming a lot of different storylines.
So, yeah, it's like, cause now it feels like a mini movie right now. Mm-hmm. But in terms of next season, hopefully we can get 13 episodes. But I don't know. I like it. I like how small and short it is because it's like quick and out, you know? And I feel like people just want it so bad. So when it's short and sweet, it's perfect.
Don't you think it's lame, though, that y'all have been on for four seasons, y'all popping, and they, you say hopefully 13? Like, Star should want to give you 13.
They should. I mean, but again, it's politics, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, we're one of the shows that they really don't have to put money behind. So they're realizing that the people are going to speak for it on its own. Mm. So it's like, why invest more? Why do more when you don't really have to? And they, I mean, it's a testament to how dope the show is.
Did you realize your character was going to grow the way that it did?
I thought so, but you know, like the way Courtney works is like, if you show up and do the work, it's like a ball play. It's like a basketball team, right? It's like, if you do the work, you get more time, you know? So I realized that if I put in the work and she shows I can handle it, then, you know, it's kind of like that. But it's one of the most organic shows because they let us have ideas of what we want to do. We can change things. We can sit in the writing room and say, I like this better than that. And not a lot of shows do that.
You can be like, don't kill my character.
Yeah,
please.
I mean, basically, like, yo, the check is good.
How much more pussy is Dre getting Rotimi?
Oh, man, he's getting him a lot, man. It's one of those things that, like, the hardest thing now is having self-control, you know, because it's so accessible now, you know, and just being young and now at Target, and like, I'm fresh into it now. It's like, okay, remember, be smart, dog. Like, chill right now, you know, make the right decision.
All you gotta do is sometimes just open up TMZ and look, Usher allegedly has herpes.
My goodness.
That right there will keep you on the straight path.
Now, does the music affect you at all with acting? Because you're on the road now, you're taking it more serious. I'm seeing you in small towns.
Yeah. You're on tour with August Alsina.
Yeah. It's dope because now the recognition is there. You know, like, people are saying, oh, I saw him as this. And even if they don't know, when I get on stage, they're like, oh, he really does this. You know what I mean? So it's one of those things where Power put me on such a platform that now people are now discovering who Rotimi is. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, of course, it's a little harder now because the show is so strong and they're affected by the character, but now I had to make the music undeniable that you have to rock with it. So that's how I want it anyway.
Why does all the music sound better on Power, though? Like, I be watching Power and I hear 50 records. I be like, dang, that record tough. What is that?
Yo, it's the mood, man. Like, it's the scene choice. Everything fits so perfectly because the music choice is right. Like, I had a song on there called Living Foul that I think Angela had done something at the end, and it came in so perfect that it made my EP go up top 10 on iTunes for that week.
Wow.
Because it's so strong and they time it so well. It's like seeing somebody perform something, you're like, damn, I love that song when I see it perform. That's how Power makes, you know, records feel.
And why Fifties don't do a Power soundtrack?
Yeah, we've been trying to get him to do that forever, bro. Like, honestly, I don't know why. Renee could tell you, like, we've been trying to say, yo, let's do this because it makes sense. But I think he wants to keep it kind of separate.
Now, you got a mixtape EP that's coming out this week.
Yes.
Jeep Music.
Yeah.
Now tell us about Jeep Music.
Jeep Music, really, man, like, it's one of those things where this project is about my old relationship. It was some shit. Like, it was a lot of things I went through in that relationship. Man, she saw me when I was in college to when I got my first check on Boss to when I got on Power.
Wow.
So she saw the growth. So a lot of things was happening.
So what happened? Like, she held you down.
She held me down.
Yeah.
Did
you leave her?
You dumped her for a white girl?
Nah. It's one of those things that, like, you just grow. We saw too much with each other too early because I was making mistakes. She was making mistakes. We were kids, you know, and things were happening so fast that, like, I was trying to hold on. So the project is basically me and the story with her, you know, like. And I'm from Jersey, so she's known to have a white Jeep in Jersey, you know? So, like,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so I wanted to metaphorically sit on the Jeep and say I conquered that relationship, you know? But it was one of those things where it was a lot of
stuff. She ain't crazy, is she?
Nah, she ain't crazy.
But y'all still cool.
Yeah, we cool. I mean, the first when I told her what I was going to do with the project, I said, listen, this is what I'm going to do. I'm not going to ever, like, really disrespect you at all, but I'm telling you that it's about you.
That song, Nobody, isn't about her, is it?
Nah.
That's a little disrespectful.
Nah, what's Nobody about? I ain't heard Nobody yet.
Yeah, Nobody is about bodies.
Tyga is about her. And
that's not about
her.
That one song is not about her.
There's only eight songs on there.
Yeah. Nobody's about the pussy Dre getting you.
Yeah, so Nobody's with T.I. 50 is actually the first record off of G Music that came out a couple weeks ago. And it's one of those things where it's like, you're doing all this stuff, but you still have nobody, so maybe you're making the wrong decision. Maybe you're making the right decision. Maybe you love just having dying. Sex and just dying. But mm-hmm. it's just saying, like, it's something that we haven't talked about in this community, man. Like how promiscuous is getting. You know what I mean? I wanted
is that
to put
for
it,
men and women? Or
for
really
everybody.
Only,
okay.
What do you
everybody.
Mean how promiscuous is getting? Like, you think people f*** too much?
I don't think they f*** too much. I think it's just that, like, with social media, everything is exposed.
Sex is cheap.
It's cheap now.
Sex is like fame now.
Yes.
Like how fame used to be a thing. Like, to be yes. famous was a thing. Now yes. it's just been cheap.
It's just cheap. Everything, everybody can get anytime, and it's just, like, basically cheap.
All right, we got more with Ro Timmy when we come back. Matter of fact, let's get into his newest single. This one's featuring Cranium. It's called Want More. That was Ro Timmy featuring Cranium with Want More. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, Ro Timmy still in the building. Yee.
T.I. was supposed to sign you first, right?
Yeah. Oh, man. That was, so Tip was on Boss with me, which was on Stars 2. And on the second season, he heard me singing. He heard a lot. This is like 2013. He was just like, yo, I never knew. So he's like, yo, come to Atlanta. Just stay for Atlanta for a year and see if you like it. See if you want to, you know, work with the team. And at that time, like, I was vocally there, but mentally I wasn't ready to be artist because I was still learning how to act. I had just started acting the year before. So I never really took any acting classes. I never did anything in terms of studying. So being on Boss was my first acting class. So I was back and forth. I didn't know who I was as an artist at that time, so it just didn't work out. But now, a couple years later, now it just made sense to have both 50 and T.I. on the project because those are the first two artists to really believe in me.
Are you signed to 50? Are you signed to 5th?
Yeah, I'm signed to 5th. Yeah, yeah.
So you didn't like Atlanta, clearly.
No, I liked Atlanta. I just personally, as an artist, wasn't ready to do that.
He was trying to get his acting thing
yeah,
together.
Yeah, I was trying
first.
To get it, yeah, because, you know, it was a lot of pressure, man. Like, with the whole acting thing, it was my first audition that I got on Stars and on Boss. It was my first audition. So my first acting class was episode 1 of that show.
That's crazy.
So Kelsey Grammer is telling me, like, yo, he's like, yo, this is the mark. This is where you stand. Okay, this is where you look. When they say cut, this is where take the side. He's teaching me while I'm doing the job.
You must have had an incredible audition.
Yeah, you know, it was just instincts. You know, it was like just trusting my intuition. So I never really studied it, so it was just that kind of pressure. Then also, it was just too much at the same time.
So you never went to acting classes or nothing prior to that?
No, man. I didn't even want to really act. It wasn't my plan to.
How'd you stumble across that?
My manager was like, yo, we need money to survive right now, bro. It's not enough right now. So we need to figure out something. You could do a commercial. You could do print magazine modeling, something. But he's like, we need something. So no agency in Chicago took me at all because I had no resume. So I really walked in because I heard that the casting director, her son went to my school, so she looked out for me.
Oh, wow. Ooh,
yeah, it was just like,
that's incredible.
Yeah, so I signed on Monday. She was like, I just want you to get your feet wet with acting, so I have an audition for you on Tuesday. Just get used to, you know, auditioning. I was like, all right, cool. Tuesday came, I booked it. And so now, wow. 2 weeks later, I'm on Boss with Kelsey Grammer.
Now you're really
from
destined.
Maplewood, New Jersey.
Yeah, from yeah. yeah.
Now SZA, did you know SZA growing
yeah,
up?
Yeah, went to Solana. Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Smash.
Stop
you,
it.
SZA, some of them songs about you.
Cause y'all both from New Jersey.
Know.
Did y'all go to school with each other?
Yeah, we went to the same school. She went to Columbia High School.
She used to date my man.
She used to date my man. Yeah.
Is that who the album about?
I have
somebody
no idea.
Heard SZA, bro.
I have no idea.
Both of y'all did albums about somebody, huh?
Yeah,
you did your album about someone.
It's really cool because music is coming back to a place where you could be authentic. Like, people want to hear stories. Mm-hmm. People want to hear real things instead of just this in and out stuff. They want to hear truth. They don't respect. They
no
don't respect.
Pun intended.
Yeah, they want to hear truth. Right.
Were you and SZA cool?
Yeah, we were cool. Yeah, we were cool. She, the thing was, she never wanted to like sing. Like, she didn't sing like around anybody. Nobody really knew she could sing. She was just quiet. But to see what she's doing, man, it's crazy.
When you gonna get Courtney to write some into your role,
man?
Because everybody having sex on that show except for you. I'm just saying, even Tariq done got some.
Yeah, I know.
Dre is too stressed out to have sex on
that show. That's why he's stressed out, though.
He's stressed. That's true.
He couldn't get
none. Off.
Yeah, he's not focused on none of that. But I feel like hopefully at the end of the season he gets some because he needs it, man. He's too angry.
Is it true? Is a nudity clause in y'all contract?
Oh yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So it's coming.
Yeah, hopefully.
Literally.
So you didn't have a problem signing that clause early on because you didn't know how.
I didn't know nothing,
you just
bro.
Said, I need this. I'm signing,
bro. It was like my first 6-figure check, right? So they're like, oh, you know, episode 2, you're having sex, And I was like, well, I'm having sex. Like, so I'm doing porn? Like, it's real? Like, we having sex for real? They're like, no, you put something on, But I did that episode, too. So I'm learning everything.
On Power?
No. On the first show.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was doing that.
You were like, I missed that episode.
Yeah. I was like, ain't getting nothing. Dre ain't getting nothing since the show been going on.
He ain't getting nothing.
Tariq done got something before
That's
you.
Crazy, bro. That's crazy. He needs it, though. I hope he gets some.
You went to school with Jay-Z's nephews, too?
Yeah.
Which one, Rel? And-
yeah. Ramel, Spanky, all them. Yeah, I went to school with them.
And you was in a group of them?
Yeah, Ravel. Yeah,
you went to school with everybody.
Yeah. Columbia, Columbia is one of them schools that's just like,
Shout out to my girl, L'Oreal. She went to Columbia
Lauren Hill.
Lauren Hill went to school.
You said Lauren Hill or L'Oreal?
Both of them.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know L'Oreal went to school.
It's a high school.
Oh, it's a high school. Oh, okay. Got you.
Now, we were in a group together, Natural Born Hustlers, man. So it was funny because Hov used to have us come to his spot in the city and perform all our songs for us at his crib.
Mm-hmm.
So every week we'll be taking the bus to go see him and perform all our records and just see, he'll critique it, like, okay, nah, change that. So at 15, 16, we getting taught from, one of the greatest ever. So it was like a really dope.
He never signed y'all.
Y'all must have been trash.
We wasn't good.
Come on.
Word up. He just trying to keep his nephews out of trouble, man.
You're almost there.
Oh, my goodness. He ain't signed y'all, though.
Well, to me, it was kind of destined for you. You even said your mom knew.
Yeah, my mom knew, man. My mom is a prayer warrior. She's very spiritual. So when she was pregnant with me, she was like, Bob Marley, she had a dream about Bob Marley, and Bob Marley said, your son's going to finish my legacy. And it was just like, she was like, that means you're either going to be an entertainer or a lawyer. Mm-hmm. So most Nigerian families don't really support arts,
right.
So my mom, usually hear like, you need to be a doctor, a lawyer, a dentist, rooting me. And it was never like that for me. It was more like, all right, like, if you want to do this, I'll be your first manager. So my mom managed me when I was six. So she had me singing in weddings. She had me playing the violin. She had me playing the piano. So my mom was always like, don't ever put yourself in a box. So when I'm saying that you're writing books and doing this, it's like,
New York Times best-selling books. But
say it again, brother.
Just saying.
Exactly. Yeah. So why, why anybody should put you in a box? You can do whatever how you want to do.
How is it touring with August?
I was going to say, what's your relationship with him?
Oh, we just met, but, he's a real good dude. It's just that, he's kind of, sick a little bit. You know what I mean? So, he'll do his job and he'll just go, into the next thing. So it's not really.
He's a vibing type of person. He needs the vibe.
So the vibe is cool. It's just he can't do too much. And he's putting so much energy with, the show. So he's like, you respect it and just say, okay, whenever you want to talk, we good, bro.
Was you there when his mom came out?
Nah, I had to do something for Power.
Oh, okay.
But that was crazy. Like, I think he didn't see his mom in like 10 years or something like that. So it's cool, man. It's good for him. The music is therapy for him right now.
Is it hard to be on set after seeing Lala's Tatas? like when you see her on set, do you find yourself thinking inappropriate things about
her? At this point, it's like, it's family. You've been around each other for 4 years now, so you don't look
at it. And it's just
like
the body. I'm sure you've seen plenty.
Yeah, it's just. Lala's nice, but, she's very attractive. But it's one of those things where it's like,
Mello,
that's my
sis.
You. That's like my sis.
Shut up.
There you have it. We're Roe Timmy.
Yeah.
Jeep Music Volume 1 in stores this week. Go pick it up.
We don't have to deny any Breakfast Club interviews from your ex-girlfriend who this album is about. And be like, Roe Timmy's lying. I didn't.
Nah, we good.
Okay.
All right. Well, it's The Breakfast Club. It's Roe Timmy.
The Breakfast Club.
Usher got the bumps, make his penis scratch. Listen, hard to enjoy someone's music when you are thinking they have herpes, man.
Why? You know so many people have herpes.
I don't know if Usher has it or not, but just a thought in your brain.
Don't herpes shame. A lot of people have it.
They say, one in three people have herpes, they say.
Well, drop one of Clues Bombs for all our listeners out there with herpes. I salute y'all from time to time.
Right. A lot of people live with herpes, no problem.
I don't know if Usher is among your ranks. I'm just saying that it's distracting when you're listening to his music.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Bobby Valentino.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Bobby Valentino has been a hot topic, but not for the reasons that he would like to be. Everybody's been trolling him over this whole escort situation. And what he has to say is, why don't y'all pay attention to some of the great things that he's doing? Here's what Bobby Valentino said.
But the Bobby V Foundation, I've graduated over 15 students from college. How many haters done did that? We give away turkeys and gifts to families that are underserved in the underserved communities. Let's talk about that for the Bobby V Foundation. Let's talk about that for a second. Let's repost that too. So maybe y'all will donate to the Bobby V Foundation.
So basically, Bobby is not denying it.
No, he's just saying, why are we focusing on this? Here's what else he had to say.
I've been doing that for 10 years, and I can't get nobody to come out and cover that. Y'all run that on the morning show. So my next function I have for the Bobby V Foundation, we can get some coverage on it. Y'all can talk about that.
All right, we'll talk about it. When's his next function?
I don't know about Bobby's, but mine is tomorrow in Monk's Corner, South Carolina, at the Berkeley High School Gymnasium from 3 to 6 p.m. You can go get your book bags and school supplies courtesy of me and my nonprofit Third Eye Awareness. Thank you.
And by the way, we did have Bobby Valentino up here to promote his movie, and I actually watched some of it as
How was
well.
It?
It was okay.
People can't get mad when it's things about them in the
Hollywood
news.
Hearts.
Like everybody does that.
Yeah,
though.
You can't do that though. You either gonna address it or you not. You can't get mad about it. Like, you know what you signed up for when you got into this business.
All right, here's more of Bobby Valentino venting.
The memes is funny as hell. Y'all took as much time making memes as you did with doing something constructive. It'd be a lot of rich black folk out here, and that's real talk. They funny.
don't you be chastising people, Bobby, because if that is you on that video, you wasn't doing nothing constructive either, but walking around looking like Winnie the Pooh.
He was on a bike.
He was walking around looking like Winnie the Pooh with just a shirt on. I ain't talking about that video. I'm talking about the video when he got caught with the trans woman, allegedly, okay? He was walking around with just a T-shirt on like you the new Winnie the Pooh, and now you want to chastise people for not doing something constructive.
He mad.
What I know was constructive he's glad about he had on a doing? Long T-shirt, at least. Imagine he had on a crop shirt. It's been all over.
The only thing constructive about what he did was when he did that little jog at the end to get a little cardio.
He looked tired doing that little
That's job. It. Stop it. If that was you.
All right. The Lollapalooza Music Festival was canceled last night because of weather concerns. That's terrible, man. I know a lot of people were out there, about 400,000 people.
What was that, in Chicago, right?
Yes, that's in Chicago. At Chicago's Grant Park, they had to evacuate around 9 p.m. while the headliners were still performing on stage. So... that's pretty dramatic. That's terrible. Imagine you're going out there. But that's one of the concerns about having an outdoor festival. Right. Anything could happen. All right. Now, the Carmichael Show. Let's talk about that show being canceled. Execs are now explaining what happened.
We don't want to hear from you.
So what they said was it was hard to find a stable audience. They said that they had gotten more seasons than lots of their other series that had been canceled earlier on. They said, we love the show and the cast and Gerard from the start. It's been a labor of love. Everyone was hoping the show would perform and grow. We saw a great stable audience slowly building with critical attention, but it remained in a challenging situation. We looked at the show with Gerard and asked, what's the long-term plan? Is there a chance for real big success? Maybe it's best to let the show end.
I think they should have bought it back. Carmichael Show was the best sitcom on television. Okay. Amazing cast. Loretta Devine, David Alan Grier, Little Rel, Gerard Carmichael, Tiffany Haddish. I forget the other young lady's name, but that was a great show.
They also didn't rule out that perhaps the show could be brought back because they said some of their other series had been canceled earlier on but got more seasons after. So you never know what could
happen. I would like to see it on Netflix or something, but that's just me.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your... Oh, I didn't get to Usher.
Oh, Amber Stevens West. That's the other young lady's name.
Usher's wife, by the way, Grace McGill, because he is married.
Right.
They are not having any issues over these lawsuits and these women that are suing Usher. Sources close to the couple are saying that Grace is not concerned at all about allegations that Usher slept with the woman who was suing him at least twice this year. They're saying that she just doesn't believe it. The woman suing has a history with Usher, and she was a close friend of his first wife, Tamika.
Usher handling it the right way, though.
He's not addressing it.
I wouldn't address the nonsense either. If it's foolishness, let it be foolishness. Plus, people are going to believe what they want anyway.
Regardless.
Because nobody cares about the truth when the lie is more entertaining. Yeah. So you can come out and say you don't have herpes. Nobody's going to believe you. Because
right.
I'd rather make this meme that says you does have herpes.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, I'll rock
Bobby Valentino says, stop sitting around making memes.
Bobby Valentino better relax, okay, before I respond to this email from the young woman he was with, all right?
Whoa.
Okay. That's what Bobby better do.
All right.
If I respond to this email from the young woman who wants to come on this show, that'll be me being my problematic self. Okay, I'm trying to be less problematic.
Less petty?
Yes.
All right. Bye. Charlamagne!
Yes.
Who are you giving a donkey to?
Oh, a self-described internet pastor. named Jerry St. Florent. He needs to come to the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him. Not just the self-described internet pastor, a wannabe thespian.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Donkey today for Friday, August 4th, goes to a man named Jerry St. Florent. Now, Jerry St. Florent is from New Jersey. He's a self-described internet pastor. I have never heard of one of those before, but I'm assuming his congregation is Broadband Baptist Church. And he was in court in Manhattan yesterday because old Jerry was found guilty on 7 misdemeanor counts, including attempted forcible touching, attempted assault, sex abuse, and other charges. Now he faces up to 6 months in prison. But let me tell you how this all started. See, Jerry St. Florent says that he was answering a Midtown audition call when he burst into the room at 99, the unagency, and immediately jumped into a character he thought would be interesting. Yes, the self-described internet pastor of Instagram AME is a wannabe thespian as well, and he burst into this room of about 30 actors, including a 10-year-old child. And according to the New York Post, people watched in horror as Jerry lifted up one woman's dress, rubbed his hands on her thighs, and growled, "What if this was a rape scene?" The victim tried to push him away, so he yanked her feet, and she fell from the chair. He also ripped picture frames off the walls, broke props, and tossed another woman who was auditioning for an MTV reality show against the wall. The only reason Jerry Florent stopped was because a woman maced him. After he got maced, the self-described internet pastor of Facebook Faith Church, Jerry said, "What are you doing? I'm acting. I'm acting." Jerry thought they would tell him, "Wonderful, you got the part." But instead, he got pepper sprayed. That's what he told the judge. Now, Assistant District Attorney Dan B. Kim argued in his closing statements that everything the defendant testified to defies common sense. Duh. I co-signed everything District Attorney Dan B. Kim said. Jerry Florent, who in the hell do you think you fooling? You want us to believe that you was just trying to play a bad guy? The self-described internet pastor of Snapchat Church of God, he told the judge, "I can't act like a nice person because that's just who I am, so I had to come out of my character and prove I was an actor." Here's the thing, Jerry. When you're auditioning, everybody has to be in on it, okay? In this situation, the only person who seemed to know you were auditioning was you. Now, I've heard a lot of lame excuses and reasonings told to judges when people are trying to beat cases, but this might be top three. Please give the self-described internet pastor of Twitter United Church of Christ the biggest hee-haw.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back, it's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's freaking, freaking, freaking Friday!
And today, 800-585-1051.
Where y'all taking me?
We're going to do phone sex with the Breakfast Club.
That's right. You get to call up here and have phone sex with any one of us.
Right, and we have to play along.
Or maybe Charlamagne and Envy together.
By the way, I'm a happily married man. I don't even feel comfortable doing this.
Well, you can call up right now. 800-585-1051.
Charlamagne, you guys, give them an example.
An example?
Like, say you're calling Charlamagne to have phone sex.
Ring.
Pick up the phone. Charlamagne.
Say hello.
Come on.
Say hello.
That's him saying hello.
Say hello.
I don't answer FaceTimes from waffle colored Negroes.
Say hello. What you wear?
No, sir. No way in hell I'd be answering this FaceTime this time of morning from this khaki colored. Killer named DJ Envy.
800-585-1051.
Nope. He put on his sexy voice, though.
Phone sex with the Breakfast Club.
It would definitely say Beige Bay, and I wouldn't answer. All right?
And he keeps on going, mm-mm.
It definitely would say Beige Bay, and I would not answer.
You can call us up right now and have phone sex with any one of us that you want, and we have to play along. Call us up right now. It's Freaky, Freaky, Freaky Fridays, The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's Freaky, Freaky, Freaky Friday.
And today, you can call 800-585-105 and you can have phone sex with any one of us you want. All right?
That simple. So let's go to the phone lines. Kim, you there?
I'm here.
Okay, Kim, who do you want to have phone sex with?
I want to have phone sex with Charlamagne.
There you go. Go ahead, mama. Shoot your shot.
I'm married, boo.
Okay, but you're playing the game.
I don't do married men, but Charlotte, let's just pretend that you, right before you get married, okay?
Okay.
Night before.
Go ahead, mama. The night before.
Okay. His eyes are closed. Go ahead.
Mm.
Yeah, okay. Mmm, Charlamagne, I know you love to eat ass.
Mm.
I have the best ass in the world, Charlotte.
Mm.
Do it, Charlotte. Do it. Mm. Yes, Charlotte.
I will suck a fart out your butt, boo.
What?
Mm. Don't get intimidated now.
Charla, I am the best. You're so good, Charla.
All right, Kim. Mm. All right, Kim. Okay. Thank you, Kim.
How long you want me to be back here, Kim?
All right, Kim.
She hung up? Why she hung up on her?
He was just getting into it.
Hello, who's this?
Well, he's all lubed up.
Hello? So
hey, what's up?
What's your name?
My name is Jamal.
Hey, Jamal, who you want to shoot your shot with?
I want to speak to Charlamagne. Where he at?
Okay, he right here. Go ahead, shoot your shot. I mean, phone sex with Charlamagne. Go ahead.
Good morning, sir. I think we shoot at the same basket. Just
go ahead, sir.
Charlamagne, what's up?
What's up, my brother?
What you doing?
Working. What's happening?
Man, I'm real horny right now.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt.
Jamal, are you playing with yourself?
Shut up. Let him go.
Okay.
Anything else?
Yeah, Charlamagne. You know I've been thinking about you. When we...
Hello?
No!
Yeah, you see how my God work?
No!
You see how my God work? Y'all gonna stop acting like I'm not connected to God in a different way. Ain't nobody hang up on that man. That's how my God work.
Hello? I think he completed.
You see how my God work?
That was getting good.
What happened to that call just now?
I don't know.
It just dropped, right?
Shoot.
Just dropped out of the blue.
I think he orgasmed.
Yeah, okay.
Damn it, man.
Y'all gonna realize my God works in a different way, okay?
All right. Phone sex with the Breakfast Club. Call us up right now. 800-585-1051. Damn it, man. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, we're having phone sex with the Breakfast Club. Call us up, 800-585-1051, and you can have phone sex with whoever you want. LaShante.
Yes.
Who you want to have phone sex with?
I want you, DJ Envy, with a little Charlamagne on the side.
There we go.
You want a train ran on.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
I got to start it off?
Yeah.
Come on, y'all gotta come on to me.
No, you calling us.
What's up, Ma? Come on, Ma. You know I got a wife.
She don't care.
I don't care. Did y'all bring the pickles?
Pickles?
Yeah, the pickles.
Where are you putting the pickles?
Look, did you bring them or not?
Yeah, I got pickles. I got pickles. They dilled.
All right. Did you bring the mustard?
Oh, shoot.
What's going on here?
I got yellow mustard and DJ mustard out.
We got the mustard. What we doing?
All right. Now I just need you to toast that rye bread.
Ooh, put the bread in the oven, Envy.
All right, bread's in the oven.
Okay, guys.
All right.
So do you want them to mess with each other?
No, shut up, Yee. Let her talk.
Wait.
what are we gonna do with this? What are we gonna do with this toasted bread, these pickles, and this mustard?
Yeah, what
are
we doing with it?
All right, now you gotta give me the corned beef.
Corned beef. Damn.
All right. We'll take the beef.
Is you making me a sandwich?
I'm making corned beef sandwiches for everybody.
Thank you, baby.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
All right.
So unsexy.
Gracious. Goodness gracious.
I thought we was going somewhere with this.
I thought we was
going
to make a sandwich. All right. Latoya.
Yes. Yeah.
Who you want to have phone sex with?
DJ Envy.
Oh, boy. Go ahead, mama.
All right. So, Charlamagne just said you was a waffle-colored dude, right?
Mm-hmm.
You like syrup on your waffles?
Okay. I like me some syrup on my waffles.
Yeah? You like milk chocolate in your waffles?
Ooh, milk chocolate? Wow. I like some milk chocolate in my waffles.
Yeah, I'm a little milk chocolate myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you really touching yourself right now? Damn. You really touching yourself?
No, I'm on my way to work.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. What would you do to DJ Envy?
Man. So I would definitely put some syrup on him, lick it down his neck and all down his chest.
My nipples are hard.
Like a waffle for real.
Rub on him.
She said rub on him.
I'll rub on him for you.
Okay.
All right.
Uh-oh, my wife just came. I got to go.
Oh,
Tell her she could come in too. Tell her she could join in.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what's your name?
Shanique.
Hey, Shanique. Who you want to have phone sex with this morning?
I want to have phone sex with ye, being as though I got too much respect for you and Charlamagne marriage.
Okay.
There you go.
You go ahead, mama. You go.
Damn, I'm the last choice because they're married.
Hey, ye.
Hey, what's up, boo?
I'm doing all right. How you want to start this off, baby?
That's really up to you.
I know that's right. All right, we're going to start off by, I need you to rub your nipples, girl.
Whoa.
Okay.
Rub them low nipples. Yeah,
she's rubbing them.
Now I need you to stick your tongue out and touch your nose.
Ooh.
I don't think I can reach.
Come on, ye.
It can reach.
You don't got a long tongue?
My tongue's not that long.
He's trying.
You don't got a Tiffany Haddish tongue? Let me see.
I don't have a long tongue like that.
Go ahead. Keep going, mama.
Now stick your finger in your mouth and then stick it in your ear.
It sounds like a doctor's exam.
All right, go ahead.
What are you doing?
Who, me? I'm driving.
You never had phone sex before.
No, she never did.
Nope.
This is your first time?
We're going to do it this morning. Yep.
All right, well, go ahead.
Okay, here, I'm going to have you do some things. You ready?
Okay, ye.
All right, what you need me to do?
Okay, I need you to lick your finger. We want to hear it.
What?
Wait, don't shoot a gun. All right, we're going to reset and try this again.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Oh, Lord. I don't think she knows how to do phone sex.
All right,
I'll try
Mom,
to help.
We got to let you go, Mama. Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Antoine. Good morning.
Antoine.
Antoine, I already know who you want to talk to.
Go ahead, Antoine.
You know it's Angela. So somebody asked me who I was giving that donkey to, right? And I knew right then and there it was Charlamagne.
Okay, well, go ahead. Have your phone sex, bro.
This guy.
Phone sex with the breakfast. Go ahead.
All right. Let me hear it, buddy.
Let me hear you give your donkey to Charlamagne.
First, we're going to put on the little Luther Vandross, which is the perfect theme music for what's about to go down.
Hey, there you go.
Luther in the casket on his stomach right now.
Go ahead.
Now, Charlamagne, now, I'm a power top, so.
No.
Charlamagne, it's his fantasy. You can't say no.
Now, Charlamagne, now, you're going to be quiet and let this happen.
Okay.
Oh.
He's going to make this happen.
That's rape.
Don't let nothing distract us from the fact that Remy Ma body Nicki Minaj on the Easter instrument.
Yeah,
so, Mr. Power Top, tell us what you're going to do, Charlamagne.
All right, first, I'm going to baby oil that bald head down.
Keep going.
And then I need Charlamagne to put on some silk boxers. We're going to take it back to the 90s.
Okay. Take it back to the 90s with silk boxers.
Then I need you to lay down on a love seat.
Okay.
So, yeah, nice.
And, I'm going to walk in, get between them legs, grab the back of that neck, push that neck down.
The baby
and
neck.
You know it's about to go down, Charlamagne, so get them lips wet.
Oh,
I need you to use that tongue that get in the way of all your words, Charlamagne.
What?
The tongue that gets in the way of all my words. You want this list tongue love? That's what you telling me?
You want this list tongue love? Popping.
I need you to give me that list, Charlamagne.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
No. All right, let's get a noise, Charlamagne.
But he got your head. Pull it down. All right, bro. Thank you, man.
Wait. Before you end, let me hear the noise that you would make after Charlamagne completes you.
What the hell was that? My goodness.
That sounded like a lawnmower just gave out. Jesus Christ.
Goodness gracious. Phone sex with the Breakfast Club. Oh, my goodness. All right, ye. We got rumors on the way.
Yes, let's talk about the most profitable film so far of 2017. You're going to love this.
Okay, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I'm not letting Cedric bust off in my face.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, Blac Chyna is entering the music game. She's been recording in the studio already. She's doing rap, poetry music, and traditional singing.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
That's when you don't really have nothing else to do. So you're just like, what should I do? I already did reality TV. But that didn't really work. What should I do next? I'm a rap.
But we didn't see Cardi B coming like this either, though.
Cardi B had a personality. Why do we act like Cardi B wasn't popping on social media?
She was, but we didn't know
this.
She was a rapper, though.
I mean, Blac Chyna's popping on social media.
There's no reason for me to want to listen to Blac Chyna's music. I would at least give Cardi B a chance because of her personality.
Right?
Yes. Because of Cardi's personality and the fact she was funny on social media, I give her music a chance. Why would I listen to Blac Chyna's music?
All right, well, Blac Chyna and Rob Kardashian are also wrapping negotiations on their custody agreement.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out that Blac Chyna actually makes more money than Rob Kardashian. So if custody does end up being a situation where somebody's got to pay, she's going to have to pay him.
How does Blac Chyna make more money than Rob Kardashian?
What does Rob do?
What does Blac Chyna do?
She hosts
parties. She's...
Yeah, appearances, hosting endorsements.
Wow.
Doesn't she do makeup
or
whatever?
Okay, all that hate. And you was wrong. You thought that Rob might be, his family has more money.
Yeah.
But as far as what he earns, he doesn't earn what
all
she
that
does.
Means is I make more money than both of them. Drop on the clues bombs for me, damn it.
Okay, y'all here. All right, y'all here living, all right.
Okay, you want
a dollar.
Racing the Rafe with Charlamagne.
All right.
No way.
All right, Get Out is 2017's most profitable movie so far. So that movie has had the best return on investment of any film, a 630% return. And that's just so far. He was given $4.5 million, Jordan Peele, to work on Get Out. So congratulations to him.
Yeah, drop on the clues bombs with Jordan Peele. That was a flip. All right, everybody always talking about flipping things. Jordan flipped.
Yeah, that was a great flip.
I don't even know. That's more than a flip. That's what Simone Biles and Gabby Douglas do.
Yeah, okay. That was a flip.
That was a few flips.
That was a hell of a flip.
Few front tucks.
All right, Gloria Estefan, LL Cool J, Lionel Richie. Those are among the people who are the 2017 Kennedy Center Honors. Now, the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts announced those recipients. It's the 40th year of the awards. And these awards honor people who have influenced American culture through the arts. So congratulations to them. That show will be broadcast December 26th on CBS.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, they said he's definitely not going to the White House. Hello. It's not going to happen.
Well, yeah.
I heard that this morning.
But it's at the Kennedy Center, so I guess it'll be there. Now, LL said, "This is amazing to be able to go from the corner in Queens beating on a garbage can to getting a Kennedy Center honor with this type of company. And to be first is just an amazing feeling." So congratulations. He's the first hip-hop artist to ever get this honor.
Oh, drop on the clues bombs for LL Cool J.
We've been talking about LL Cool J a lot.
Yeah.
He's an icon. He's a pioneer.
Absolutely.
I heard him on Drink Champs.
Yeah.
Saying I picked on him. I don't even know. That doesn't even sound right.
Not to LL.
We actually, right? I think, have that audio. We might have
it. We ain't
it.
Got it up.
Oh, we don't have it up. All right. I just remember seeing that in there. Okay. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, Charlamagne.
Yes.
You doing something in South Kakalaka this weekend?
Oh, yeah. I'm doing my annual backpack giveaway tomorrow at the Berkeley High School Gymnasium in Monk's Corner, South Carolina from 3 to 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So backpacks, school supplies, all that good stuff. I'm blessed to be able to do this another year, man. It's okay. What happens when you have more money than Blac Chyna and
you
Black
stupid.
Rob.
You're
not
stupid.
Black Rob.
Black Rob.
Rob. Rob. What's his name?
Rob Kardashian.
Rob the Blob.
There you go.
Yes.
Whoa.
All right. Well, shout to Revolt. We'll see you guys on Monday. Everybody else, the People's Choice Mix is up next. Let me know what you want to hear at DJ Envy.